Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The last polls are closing at this hour in Indiana, and early indications are we'll be another good night for Republican Donald Trump. Trump and rival Ted Cruz have been slinging barbs and insults at one another all day. NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro says while Trump has declared the race for the nomination to be essentially over, that is not necessarily the case.
We know that Donald Trump cannot wrap up the nomination until at least June 7th. Just mathematically, he's not able to get enough delegates until that day. And the reason that day is so important is because of California and the huge cache of delegates that they have. That's the day Donald Trump certainly hopes that he can wrap it up, because if he's not able to do it that day, we're almost certainly going to a contested convention in July.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro and the Associated Press is now projecting, in fact, that Donald Trump is the winner on the Republican side in Indiana. That's with about 9% of precincts in. There are a total of 57 delegates up for grabs there. On the Democratic side of the race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, still no call there. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the combat death of a Navy SEAL in Iraq today shows Americans and their allies are waging a serious fight against the self-proclaimed Islamic State. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the SEAL was the third American killed in Iraq since U.S. troops returned to the country in 2014.
The Navy SEAL was serving as an advisor to Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq when ISIS fighters attacked their position with both snipers and car bombs. At the White House, President Obama was briefed on the attack. Spokesman Josh Earnest called it a vivid reminder of the risks involved as U.S. forces partner with Iraqi troops to counter ISIS.
Well, it's been true from the very beginning. Is that our service members serving in Iraq are doing dangerous things. They're putting themselves in harm's way for our national security.
Some 4,000 U.S. troops are now serving in Iraq. Last week, the president ordered another 250 special forces to join the fight against ISIS in neighboring Syria. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Secretary of State John Kerry is commenting on a deadly attack on a maternity hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Kerry saying the missile that killed at least 20 people there appears to have come from rebel-controlled territory. He says the U.S. won't accept violence against civilians no matter where it's coming from.
We condemn any of these attacks, no matter who commits them. And we urge all of the parties to be responsible and to take immediate steps to halt the violence that is plaguing so much of the country.
Kerry says the U.S. and Russia are working on details of a more durable ceasefire that would include Syria's largest city. Recent fighting there has basically shattered a two-month-old truce between Syria's government and the moderate rebels. Weakness in Chinese manufacturing weighed on global markets today, and the U.S. was no exception. The Dow dropped 140 points to close at 17,750. The Nasdaq dropped 54 points today. You're listening to NPR. Authorities say they've destroyed 39,000 turkeys in Missouri after a bird flu outbreak, with state officials there saying they're on the alert for any new cases. According to the World Organization for Animal Health, state authorities began a quarantine after a farm in Jasper County was hit with the virus. Detected late last month, the strain is considered not as contagious as some other variants. Over last year, some 50 million chickens and turkeys died in the U.S. because they were infected with the fast-moving bird flu or killed to contain the disease. The National Transportation Safety Board is blaming inspection and maintenance practices for a deadly electrical fire in a Washington, D.C. subway tunnel in January of last year. NPR's David Schaefer reports investigators found the Washington Metro has not made many safety improvements recommended after previous incidents.
NTSB investigators found that an electrical arcing event in a damaged third rail power cable caused a Metro subway tunnel to fill with thick smoke. A train stopped and filled with smoke, too. Scores of passengers were overcome, and one died. The NTSB investigation found that the power cables had been damaged by repeated water leaks and a buildup of contaminants, which poor maintenance and ineffective inspections failed to identify and fix. The NTSB chairman says the Metro Authority has failed to make meaningful safety improvements after previous deadly accidents, adding that safety oversight in the agency is fundamentally flawed. David Schaefer, NPR News.
And repeating this hour's top story, with the polls closed in Indiana, the Associated Press is projecting Donald Trump the winner on the Republican side. That's with about 10% of precincts reporting. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.